You know, aren't you glad that Jesus come to this old earth and bought us with His blood? Amen. Paid such a great price, didn't He? Man, paid a great price for me and you, and a price. You know, every year we give gifts for Christmas. You know, and Christmas is already upon us, coming in here in a couple months already. And but you know, the real Christmas gift is the one that was wrapped, not in a bow, not in a box, not in paper. Amen. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Amen. And I tell you what, the greatest gift that He ever gave us was Himself. Amen. And that's why He said, if a man love his friends, he'll lay down his life. Amen. Greater love had no man than this, than that a man would lay down his life for his friends. The greatest gift, I mean, you could give one another, amen, is the gift of love. Amen. Don't know why I even got on that, but I'll tell you what the Lord has given to me as we're sitting here listening to Sunday school and pondering on what the Lord's message for today would be, and begin to think about some different things, look at some different scriptures on my heart. But this is what I settled on, and this is, seems like where the Lord would have me go. And if you got your Bibles, turn with me, if you would, to John chapter 1. Do our best to bring to you what God has given us, and then get down out of the way and let the Lord do His work this morning. Wouldn't want to get in the Lord's way for nothing. Amen. I'm just the clay. He's the potter. Amen. And if you'll be the clay this morning, God can make and mold you into a vessel that you could be fit, amen, for the Master's use. And John chapter 1, we're going to go down. Let's go down to about verse 40 there, and we'll begin our reading there. And this is as He's calling the disciples, and talks in verse 40 there. It said, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and Jesus beheld him. He said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and he saith unto him, saith of him, behold an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I saith unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Amen. There's the one thought that's on my heart in the songs that I sung this morning, the first two, Take My Hand, Precious Lord, and Lord Lead Me On, kind of correlate with this a little bit. If you'll go over there to verse 43, we're going to preach off two words here that the Lord has really burdened me with this morning. It says, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Amen. And that's the thought that the Lord gave me this morning, is follow me. Amen. You know, you listen to the words of the songs that are just sung about, Lord, lead me on from day to day, and I want to walk the holy way, and even though friends forsake me, amen, all alone, and Lord, I just want you to lead me on. And we hear songs like, Take My Hand, Precious Lord, when the old age is getting fast approaching, and my life's almost gone, Lord. I'm standing at the river, and I just need you to take my hand and lead me, amen, home, amen. To be able to follow, amen, you got to be willing to follow, amen. Yeah. And these people here that Jesus came to, Philip, Simon, and Andrew, and all the other men that we find in the Bible, amen, those men when Jesus went to them, he said, follow me. Amen. And the men, they dropped their nets, they dropped everything they were doing, and they went after Jesus, amen. Yeah. Amen. We need to have more people like that in the world today. I begin to think about all the things that are going on and what this is worried about, that and over there. And we talked about the tongue wagging its tail a little bit. Amen. We got to thinking about all these things that's going on in the world today. Amen. But I was going to get to this later, but it's coming right now. Amen. Over there in the last chapter of John. Amen. You find out that Peter was worried about John. Well, what was he going to do?
Yeah.
Amen. He began to ask Jesus, Lord, what's this one right here going to do? Amen. This is right after he had asked Peter if he loved him.
That's right.
Bless you, Jesus.
Amen. Y'all had prayed for me this morning. I got the same stuff that Ronnie said he had.
Every Lord.
Every year about this time, bronchitis tries to set in and all kinds of stuff. But I tell you, this message wants to go out today.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, but Peter was there. And John, he was worried about what John had done.
Yeah. For the
Every Lord. Amen. He just got done talking to Jesus. And Jesus had just done telling him, feed my sheep and feed my lambs and feed my sheep. Amen. And Peter, I wonder if he wasn't a little mad at the Lord just a little bit and began to take it out on John. Amen. Begin to worry about what John was going to do. We read the last chapter.
Amen.
And Peter was asking Jesus there. He said, Lord, what's this man going to do? John's sitting there laying on the breast of the bosom. The breast of Jesus. Amen. The good shepherd. Amen. Hey, just like a little old sheep, snuggled in the arms of Jesus. Hey, man, I begin to ask what John is going to do. And John didn't say a word. John didn't have to say a word. Jesus stood up for him.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus, he said, Peter, if he's here until I come, if he tarried until I come, what is that to you?
That's right.
Amen. Boy, talk about it. Peter, you think you get the hint when Jesus turned around and told him one time, Satan, get thee behind me.
Yeah.
Amen. Looked him right in the face and told him that. But Peter, he's still just as, I don't know, zealous, I guess what you might call it. He was zealous for the Lord.
Yeah.
A lot of times he stick his foot in his mouth. Hey man, a lot of times I feel like I'm that way sometimes. You jump, you look, you leap before you look.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey man, and Peter, Jesus told him, he said, what's that to thee? Follow me.
That's right. Amen.
You know, our concern a lot of times is in the right place. You know, we're worried about the way the school system's going and everything. And this is all news to me. I just heard it from my wife the other day. I don't listen to the news. I don't listen to TV. I don't listen to that stuff. I try to keep my mind off of it. Try to keep my mind on what the Lord would have me to do. Amen. Some of that stuff is good and well. Hey man, we need to pray for things like that. We need to get our heart in the position that we can pray.
Amen.
Amen. For the school system and for the laws that have been passed over the last few weeks. Amen. But I tell you what, a lot of times we need to do is just follow Him.
Amen.
Follow Him.
That's right.
Amen. Brother Mark, I understand where you're coming from when you talk about not getting to study your Bible as much as you like to. I'm a preacher and I feel the same way. Amen. Everything in the world tries to come against you to get you out of that word. Amen. The devil knows if he can just pull you across for just a little bit, he's by yourself. Amen. And start whispering that little old devilish tongue in your ear like he did with Eve. Amen. He'll get you alone. He'll try to get your mind messed up.
Yeah.
He don't want you in the word.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. He wants you to pay attention to the news. He wants to pay attention to everything that's going on in the world today and begin to ask questions in yourself. Well, you know, a lot of people today, they'll ask, well, if God is God, if He's a loving God, a lot of bad things happen to good people.
Bless Him, Jesus.
Amen. God, it ain't God's fault that bad things happen.
Bless Him, Lord.
Amen. It ain't God's fault that bad things happen. It's man's fault that bad things happen.
Bless Him, Jesus.
Amen. By one man's sin entered into the world. And God fixed that when He sent Christ, amen, because by one man sin entered in, by one man, every man was able to be redeemed.
Yeah.
That's Christ.
That's right.
Read that over in Romans. Amen. Getting off our topic here a little bit, but I tell you, we need to be more like a sheep, amen, more like followers of Christ.
Yeah.
You know what the problem is? We have too many people that wants to be a leader. Amen. Nobody wants to be a follower anymore, Brother John. Amen. Everybody in their neighbor wants to be a deacon, wants to be a pastor, wants to be a leader. Amen. I believe it was in Hebrews that said, or Peter, he said, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Amen. Today we got too many people trying to eat that spiritual steak when they need to go back to the bottom.
Yeah.
They need to get schooled in the word.
Amen.
Follow what the Lord has for him to do.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we have ambition. Yes, we have desires. God said He'd give us the desires of our heart.
Yeah.
Amen. But are the desires that we have in line with what He would have us to do? Amen. That's all coming back now to praying and communicating with the Lord. Amen. And having a relationship with the Lord. Me and my wife yesterday got to talking about prayer. God's talking about prayer. It seems like it becomes a routine so easily.
Yeah.
It becomes a little old prayer. You say the same words. You get down and pray. And you just don't feel nothing from it. Doesn't feel like it reaches the ceiling. Amen. You know why? Because you don't spend enough time in prayer. Only time we pray, we come to church, we have prayer on the altar. Amen. We come to church, we have prayer once or twice on the altar, we go home, we come Wednesday night, we have prayer on the altar, we go home. And when we go to bed, we say a little 5-minute prayer, and but we think everything's all right. And it's so easy to let that become a routine.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, me, I'll be the first to admit. Amen. But prayer is more than just, like Melissa said, my wife yesterday, she said, you know, we take prayer like it's a checklist.
Yeah.
I said, you know, you're right. Everybody wants God to be their Santa Claus. Everybody wants God to say, well, Lord, here's what I want. And here's what I want today. And I want you to bless this and bless that on my house. And amen. And here's my goody list. I've been good all day. I've been good all year. Hey, and if you just bless me, everything will be all right. God don't want to be your Santa Claus. God don't want to be your genie. Amen. Get 3 wishes and everything be okay. You wish for more wishes. You know what God wants to be? He wants to be the Heavenly Father. Amen.
Yeah.
God wants to be, amen, He wants to be the good shepherd in your life.
Amen.
He wants people that's willing to follow Him.
Amen.
Willing to follow.
Amen, Jesus.
Let God lead, and we do the following.
Amen.
Amen. He told the disciples there, He didn't give him an explanation. He didn't give Abraham an explanation when he said, get out of your country. Go to a land and I'll show you where you need to be.
Yeah.
I love that example. I go back to that. I don't know how many times. Abraham didn't have to have all the details.
No.
When God said go, Abraham packed up, took his family and left.
Yeah.
Man.
He didn't have to know the blueprint. He didn't have to have a map. He didn't have to know where to go. God told him when he got there, He'd show him what he needed to do, where he needed to go. That is truly putting your trust in the Lord. That's truly following the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God wants people that are truly willing to follow. Amen.
Amen.
You can't even be a leader. You can't be a person of authority unless you've learned how to follow and how to take instruction. Amen. The Bible tells us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for reproof.
Yeah.
It's profitable for instruction in life.
Yes, in Jesus.
Hey, I don't care how many years you've been on the road with the Lord, how many years you've been preaching, you're still going to need some instruction in your life.
Amen.
I've known preachers that's been preaching 40-something years, and they tell me they still find stuff in the Bible that they didn't know it was there. That's still brand new. Amen. God just keeps shedding light on things.
Amen.
I mean, I know every time there's a quote, I think, and I always think about this. Every time I open my Bible opens up to me.
Yes.
Amen. If we're willing to follow the Lord, amen, we'll be able to see great things happen. We get to see God move a lot more, Brother Johnny.
Amen.
Amen. We try to put things and pile things on ourselves. And you know what? We burden ourselves down with so many things that God would really love to take and throw up. Hey, if we just leave it on the altar, we just let Him be God, we just follow His direction. Amen. A lot of things would work out a lot better.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to be followers. We get ahead of the Lord.
Yeah,
oh, me. We get ahead of the Lord.
Yeah.
Peter got ahead of the Lord a lot of times.
Yeah, he did.
We get past, he had the sword out ready to kill. Amen.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, put your sword away. Yeah. Them that live by the sword are going to die by the sword.
Amen.
Amen. Getting ahead of the Lord. If you're ahead of the leader, then you've tried to outrank him.
Right.
You're no longer in subjection, in subordinate to Him.
Right.
You try to become a ranking officer. You try to become a general. You try that in the army and see what happens.
That's right.
Yeah. They won't take too lightly to that.
No, sir.
Amen. And God will let you run a little while, thinking you're in charge. Amen. And He'll let you fall flat on your face.
Yeah, right.
You get the point across that you're not in charge.
That's right.
That you need to follow me.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, one of the hardest things to do as a Christian. Hardest thing to do as a Christian is probably to wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, but He said you'll renew your strength if you wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Trust in the Lord. Amen. And God will be there. Amen. And He said to wait on the Lord. So many benefits come from waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
The older I get, the more I realize that things, amen, have a process. Amen. There's no such thing as microwave answer prayers. You put it in there and 2 minutes later it's done. Amen. It's more like a crock pot. Amen. You set the meal in there, you gotta wait all day. Sometimes all night. You take that too soon, brother. Amen. And the taters will still be hard. The carrots will still be crunchy. And the meat will be too tough. You can't even chew on.
Amen. Struggling, man.
But you leave that in there. I know I've done this yesterday. Amen. I did this yesterday with the roast. Tried to eat a little too soon and it was crunchy and hard and tough. I said, I'm going to have to wait a little longer. Here it was getting 10 o'clock. Actually 11 before we had to roll our cat and clocks back. I was losing my extra hour of sleep waking up on the rock pot. And you know, we feel like that with the Lord sometimes. Lord, I got to go to work. Lord, I got to go do this. Why am I going to wait so long? Because it's a process.
Yeah.
That's how you grow. Amen. When you have to wait on the Lord, you have to trust Him more. And by doing that, you'll see your prayers answered more. And by doing that, it'll make you a more strong believer. And you'll grow in the faith. See, God knows what's best for us. Amen. We don't know what a thing was best for us, Brother Ronnie.
No, we don't.
Amen. That's why we have to follow the shepherd. Amen. That's why we got to be like sheep. Amen. Every now and then, put the old shepherd's staff down and say, Lord, I'm done with it. I can't do it. Amen. You can leave me. A lot better than I can leave myself.
Amen.
A lot better than I can leave my family. You can leave me a lot better. I just want to be an old sheep. Amen. You tell me when to lie down in green pastures, I'll lie down. You tell me when it's time to get up and go down the road, we'll get up and go down the road.
Right.
Amen. We need to be more sheep. Amen. He told me to feed the sheep. He didn't tell them to feed his lambs. He didn't tell them to feed the shepherds. He didn't tell them to feed his, amen, his full-grown animals. Amen, the sheep. I don't know nothing about sheep, man, but I've heard that they're pretty scary. They're scared. They're easy to scare.
Yeah.
And they're not too bright. Amen. They really will follow the shepherd, though.
Yeah
brother. They'll follow the shepherd because they crave a leader.
That's right.
They pray somebody will get them over to the green pasture so they can feed.
That's right.
They can't find it on their own. Amen. That's why when the sheep was lost in that 99 they were singing about, that one that lost lamb got himself lost. He couldn't find him back. Find himself back to the shepherd. How the shepherd had to go get him.
Amen.
Because they rely on the shepherd.
Yeah.
Amen. If we would just learn to rely on the shepherd and follow him. Amen. They told him another place. He told him to follow him. Amen. Over there in Mark chapter 2. Amen. He's talking about having to follow them. He talked to Levi. That was Matthew, the tax collector. He told him, he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. It came to pass, Jesus sat at meat at his house. Many publicans and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many, and they followed him. When the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said to his disciples, how is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? You best believe, when you follow the Lord, there's going to be some people talk about you. There's going to be some persecution. Amen. We talked about this morning in Sunday school. That tongue's going to go wagging. Amen. But you know, Levi didn't shrivel up and give up because some people talked about him. Amen. He hung in there, amen, with Jesus all the way, I believe. Hey man, we find that if you the Bible says, and I believe it's 2 Timothy 3:12, somewhere around in there, he says that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Right.
Shall is a will. Shall is a certain thing. Amen. If you don't have persecution, you might want to redouble check and see if you're in the Lord or not.
Amen.
Because the devil don't want to fight somebody that's his.
right.
He'll fight against you if you're not His. Try to trip you up. He asked another man, and I think I'm almost done. He asked another man. He come up to him and he said, "Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus told him, he began quoting commandments. You know the commandments. Honor your father and your mother, don't steal, don't commit adultery. He said, "Yea, Lord, I've done all these things from my youth up."
Yeah.
What more do I need? In other words, he was a little prideful, I believe. He said, I love this, and I think it's only found in one of the Gospels. He said, beholding him, he loved him. He loved him. And he said, you know, there's one thing that you lack.
Yeah.
See, if you still serve the whole law, Brother John, but there'd still be something lacking.
That's right.
If you don't have Christ, there's something lacking. It's more
true. Amen.
He said, there's one thing you lack. He said, go and sell all that thou hast, distribute it to the poor, and then come back, take up your cross, and follow me.
Yeah.
He wanted somebody willing to follow.
That's right.
Amen.
He was wanting to know where his heart was. He told him, he said later on, what it was, he said, you can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and man, which means money.
That's right.
How hard it is for they that are rich to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Now, I'm not preaching on riches. Amen. Jacob was a rich man. Abraham was a rich man. God used him in mighty ways. Amen. It's not when you have riches, it's when the riches have you.
Right.
Amen. It makes a difference.
Amen.
That money's not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. This man had a lot of love for money. And it cost him his eternal salvation.
Yeah,
and Jesus asked over in Luke, I believe it was, he said, you know, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Right.
Jesus was concerned. He loved him. He loved his soul.
Yeah.
You see,
everything in this world is going to burn anyway.
Yeah.
The only thing that's going to stand is what you've laid up in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. The treasures you've laid up in heaven. Amen. The soul that's eternal. Amen. He wanted somebody that was willing to follow Him. What is one thing in your life that may be lacking today? Hey, that's holding you back from really, truly following the Lord. Amen. When He says, follow me, He doesn't say, there was another man. He said, you know what? Let me first go bury my father. And then there's another guy. He said, well, let me first do this and let me first do that.
Yeah.
Every one of them wanted me first. They didn't want God first.
That's right.
We got to put God first.
Amen.
If you're willing to follow God, if you're really willing to follow God, amen, that He can do things in our life. He can be the one that sets down and puts up. Amen. We worry about promotion and all this stuff. God is the one that gives that. He's the one that gives the ability to be a leader. He's the one that gives the ability, amen, to be somebody of position and authority. Amen. But we need to learn how to follow. Hey, there's an old saying, learn how to walk, crawl before you walk.
Yeah.
Learn how to walk before you run. What's going to happen if you don't? You're going to fall flat on your face.
Right.
And you're going to have to learn the hard way. I advise you this morning, don't try to learn the hard way. Don't be stubborn. Amen. All Israel was stubborn in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Amen. God wanted them to follow Moses.
Right.
He ordained Moses. Moses was keeping sheep on the backside of the desert for his father-in-law. And God said, I've got a greater, bigger thing for you. He talked to him out of a burning bush. He said, I want you to lead a bigger flock. Lead my people out of Egypt.
Yeah.
The whole time, 40 years, he tried to lead them, and they were stubborn as goats.
Yeah.
They were more goats than they were sheep. He had to wipe them all out.
Yeah.
Except for Joshua and Caleb.
Right.
And they rebuilt from there. All because they were stubborn, stiff-necked, murmured and complained. They were not willing to follow the Lord.
Right.
And until we're willing to get down on our knees and say, God, I'm willing to follow. I'm tired of being in the driver's seat. I'll scooch over and you can have it.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, God's my co-pilot. Well, that's where your problem is.
Right.
He needs to be in the driver's seat.
Amen.
He needs to be at the wheel. Amen.
Bless
you,
Jesus.
That's true, Lord. Amen. Help me, Lord.
He told him, what is that to you? Tarry. If he tarry till I come, follow me. Christ is saying this morning to everybody that's hard of heart, everybody that has a broken heart, Christ is saying, follow me. That's where it starts. He went to his disciples, that's where the discipleship started. Could they follow him? Could they follow their master? I believe if any one of those disciples would have not followed him, he'd have to replace him right there.
That's right.
Judas couldn't follow Jesus to the end. So his bishopric was replaced in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
And then later on, I believe by Paul. He was replaced because he couldn't follow. Many other people in the Bible, even Paul had to deal with some. I think Hymenaeus and Phineas was a couple of them. Amen. He told them, he gave them over to the devil so that they might learn not to blaspheme. Amen. There's another man, I forget his name, it started with a D. He was in Timothy. For a while there, he ran very, very consistently. Demas, that was his name. He said, pray for me, Demas had forsaken me.
Yeah.
And a few more epistles before that, he was running a hard race, but something caused him not to follow anymore.
Yeah.
He was rebellious. So I'm going to ask them if they come to a song this morning. And if you need to follow the Lord, amen, this is not just for lost people. Amen. Peter was in the right with the Lord. He repented. And Christ still had to follow him.
Yes.
He still said, follow me.
Amen.
It all starts and it all ends with following Christ.
Amen.
As we sing, what we stand with. If you got anything on your heart you need to talk to the Lord about as we stand.